It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. A for-profit college headquartered in Phoenix aims to establish campuses in Wisconsin's two biggest cities and just cleared its last hurdle to enroll nursing students in Milwaukee. The Arizona College of Nursing seeks to open a campus in the city this year. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson recently approved a zoning change that allows the college to go forward.
Arizona College also announced future plans to locate in Madison. Despite workforce challenges in nursing, some groups are opposed to this new nursing school. They worry that students could be taken advantage of in the for-profit education model.
Reporter Cleo Craig covers workforce development, job training, and post-K-12 pathways for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel through Report for America. She's been reporting on the conflict in Milwaukee for months.
The Arizona College of Nursing has been planning to open its Milwaukee location at 9000 West Chester Street, which is essentially a big office building in the western part of the city. And in order to do that, they need to go through a really nuanced zoning change that essentially adds the word college to the list of permitted uses for that multipurpose office building. Beginning in February, the zoning change arrived at the city's desk, essentially, to approve or not approve. The city plan commission, and then later the zoning neighborhoods and development committee both essentially delayed it. They decided to put that zoning change request on file and on hold.
Activists pushed for two of the city's committees to deny the zoning request in an attempt to prevent the college from opening. That's according to reporting from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel.
The Arizona College of Nursing was founded in 2013. Since then, the for-profit college has established 20 campuses throughout the United States, and now the college has plans to expand to Wisconsin, seeking to open branches in Milwaukee and Madison.
That move coincides with the growth of for-profit nursing programs across the country. The number of graduates from these programs nationwide grew 14-fold from 2007 to 2016. That increase is cited in a research article in the Journal of Nursing Regulation.
And a 2022 study published in the Journal of Financial Economics shows students going to for-profit schools take on more debt and are more likely to default on their student loans than people attending similar public schools.
Here in Wisconsin, some critics of the Arizona College of Nursing have focused on a lawsuit filed against the college by students in Texas in 2022. Here's reporter Cleo Craig again.
The lawsuit was filed in 2022, and it alleges a lot of different things, but relevant to this conversation, it's a breach of contract, deceptive trade practices, and fraud. Specifically, the lawsuit is the plaintiffs in the lawsuit are former students of the Arizona College of Nursing, and they are saying the school falsely represented that their credits would transfer to other schools and then overcharged for their credit hours. The students also alleged that the Arizona College of Nursing unfairly increased the difficulty of the program to encourage students to fail courses, reading a direct quote. So those are all allegations that the school denies, but they are in a federal civil suit.
Nursing schools require clinical rotations so a nurse in training can gain experience working with patients in a real healthcare setting. Craig told us it's unclear whether this new for-profit college will compete for clinical space with established programs in Milwaukee hospitals.
That is one major question that I think everybody is asking. The Arizona College of Nursing is saying in documents it's submitted to the Wisconsin Board of Nursing and elsewhere that they have secured clinical sites and that they would not overburden the clinical availability of clinical spaces already in the Milwaukee and eastern Wisconsin area. Others say that there's so limited clinical space for nursing programs as is that adding another college and a for-profit one at that would essentially take a step in the wrong direction. So I think we would have to see, you know, once the college opens, how that goes.
Last week, Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson approved the zoning change the Arizona College of Nursing needed to open its first Wisconsin campus. Further planning for the Milwaukee location can now move ahead.
And now we turn to a group that was working for months to prevent this nursing school from opening in Milwaukee. Quinton Cotton is co-founder of the Milwaukee Black Grassroots Network for Health Equity and has testified against the Arizona College of Nursing. Quinton, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
So happy to be with you today.
You've argued to the City Planning Commission that allowing Arizona College of Nursing to set up in Milwaukee would undermine the city's efforts to undo historical racial harms. Can you tell us why that is?
It's so important. What we know when we think about what racial equity is, it is a focus on undoing historical and contemporary insults against populations. And these insults have really limited opportunities available to racial and ethnic groups. In this case, we have a long history in this country of practices within the educational institution that limit resources and that prevent access to a quality education. We can think about what this looks like from the kindergarten to career trajectory, how we have set up, how we prepare and train our young people to take on roles in society. When I specifically talked about undoing harm and really wanting to advance the positive efforts of the city around racial equity, what we know is that this is a very complex issue. Mm-hmm. When we think about who is represented in the healthcare sector, oftentimes we see that racial and ethnic minorities are concentrated in low-wage healthcare positions. Mm-hmm. What this means over time is that families who are really interested in contributing their expertise, individuals interested in being part of the healthcare system, over time, they make less money. And even with appropriate training, kind of moving up, let's say someone starts as a certified nursing assistant, getting to that next level proves to be a bit more challenging. Big picture, broad picture, we're really talking about opportunities to break through the racial wealth gap. This is so important, and predatory schools know this. They target vulnerable populations through aggressive marketing. Students come from low-income backgrounds, veterans, again, racial and ethnic minorities. They're promised quick degrees and high-paying jobs, and that just hasn't happened. These schools have failed. These for-profit predatory schools often have really high tuition. Arizona College of Nursing itself said that tuition and fees would be no less than $20,000. And so when we think about where many folks are starting their education journey, they're being hamstringed from the very beginning. And so when we talk about racial equity and we think about it in the context of a predatory school, we want to make sure that everyone has the opportunity to go to a school, receive a quality education, receive a job where they can take care of themselves and not be in debt.
Mm. And for a for-profit institution, if these types of institutions are enrolling a higher percentage of historically underrepresented students, that means that there would be a lot more risks for students of color in a situation like this.
Absolutely. And that is something that folks don't often recognize. I think that students really are trying to advance themselves. These schools often lack the advising and structural support to help students matriculate through their degree program. And so this really does become kind of the stomping ground of corporate greed, the stomping ground of preying on well-intentioned folks who want to do something honorable with their lives by entering into the field of nursing.
Quentin, you know, meanwhile, Wisconsin faces a shortage of nurses. The Wisconsin Hospital Association says in its new workforce report that our state will need around 4,000 new nurses every year to meet demand in the coming decade. Isn't there value in giving more students the opportunity to get into nursing?
Yeah, we absolutely need more opportunities for students to get involved in nursing as a profession. But we should not do so with predators. We should not do so with people who harm communities and have a record of producing students that are not qualified, students that have difficulty securing employment. And so this report also must be contextualized around the Great Resignation. So what we know is COVID-19 certainly impacted a number of industries. I believe this report specifically talks about the silver tsunami. Which has sort of bill of the three components, really. There's an increase in the aging population, an increase in the number of healthcare persons who retire, and there's a lower number of professionals entering the field. So is it absolutely an issue that we need to be looking at? Absolutely. Governor Evers has set forth a task force to look at this issue. What we know is all help isn't good help. And the Arizona College of Nursing certainly has presented a challenge in terms of how we think about how we move forward to address this issue. What we know about Arizona College of Nursing, they are struggling to find clinical sites. They certainly have submitted some potential clinical sites. Those things are not written in stone. We also know that they're struggling to find nursing educators who are going to work for a predatory school. And so while they are certainly interested in coming into Wisconsin, there are still quite a number of barriers that they will have in being successful. They certainly have been approved for phase one with the Board of Nursing, which has allowed them to recruit students, but they have not passed additional regulatory
benchmarks
to begin enrollment. And so I actually am not sure if they will be able to meet the requirements. I think that what we heard and what we have seen in the media, they certainly have been sued, at least in three states, for fraud in some cases, poor clinical supervision. So we all should be raising serious questions about the fit of such a school here in Wisconsin. And so I'm looking forward to seeing how this plays out. But I think that Arizona has a very long road ahead of itself.
Quentin, is there something we didn't talk about that you would like to add?
I certainly would like to add several things about the work that is happening here in Milwaukee. The Committee for Equity in Nursing Education is a group of nursing students, labor unions, and advocates really trying to protect and ensure that our community has safeguards. What we know about the Arizona College of Nursing, they have poor relationships with the community. Universities and colleges in southeastern Wisconsin have not provided support for this school entering the community. This institution, this predatory institution, has not had meetings with community members to have discussions about what our needs are, how we would like a school of nursing to show up for persons in our community. And so this lack of engagement really does speak to the type of school that we do not want in our community. We want institutions that are going to partner with residents, that are going to partner with other players. We want institutions who think very differently about their role and how they work with communities. And so we've been successful on our side at having about 800 folks sign a petition requesting that our leaders say no to allowing this predatory school come into our community. We know that this fight is ongoing. While there may have been some small victories leading up to this point, the advocates are committed and determined, and we'll see this out through the end.
Quentin, thank you, and we'll be watching. We appreciate you.
Great. Thank you so much.
Quentin Cotton is a gerontologist and health sciences researcher. He's co-founder of the Milwaukee Black Grassroots Network for Health Equity. And earlier, we spoke with Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reporter Cleo Craige.